I haven't said that in so long.
Okay. Could be my wingman anytime, Jack. Okay. You got a short one. Yeah.
You guys got a romance one.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the kind that talks too long, waste your time, or sings a song. I don't really care what other podcasts do. I just want to ramble on. I want to ramble cast, make you laugh to your core. That's what they invented podcasts for. I just want to ramble cast.
Quick one. Well, that's
might be your best one ever.
I actually didn't think you'd have one tonight, so I'm impressed.
Yeah, like, well, I, you know, that's
by the
like
way,
I,
that makes me sound like an ass, but I'm like, you know, sometimes yeah, like,
well, it's like 4 weeks in a row, which is, it's been a while since I've done four.
So you're saying sometimes Nick's a slacker is what you're saying.
Wow. Yeah. But definitely, saying. Well, the thing is that like, I am lazy. And then the day of, I kind of go, the day of, I go, if I thought of anything lately, and then I have like a list of two or three all the time, and then I look up the chords and I go, ah, fuck, that's too hard. those are the days that I don't have a song. I'm like, I don't want to do it. So,
well, I'm always impressed, Nick, and you know, I like that. So, who was that by?
That was written by John Prine in 1986, okay. And was made a number one hit by George Strait in 1998.
It almost sounded like Willie Nelson to me.
It's called I just want to dance with you.
Hmm.
That actually almost sounded a little bit like Kokomo for a hot second.
right. Aruba. Shout out to all the Indiana people.
Take it to Bermuda.
Just the Kokomos.
Just the Kokomos.
Well, it's been a week for sure. I don't know about you guys, but I'm exhausted.
All right, let's call it quits. Thanks for joining us live, Chris.
I took a nap before we recorded.
I wish I could take naps.
Well, we got the grandkids out of the house, and I said, okay, I got it.
Yeah, you got a power nap after that full day of watching the kids, the grandkids all day. They keep getting older. Man, so do you.
That's no lie.
I'm just full of these tonight. Sorry, guys.
Every time you post a photo, Jack, of your granddaughter now, though, I just automatically think, God damn it.
I told my wife that story. I thought it was hilarious.
Well, I guess Alex had a good one the other day. Jay called and told us, Alex looks like a little, I call him Spicoli, if you see his long hair and all that stuff.
Right.
Well, I guess him and Zach were playing the game of life, mm-hmm. and as boys would do, or actually young kids would do,
mm-hmm.
they started throwing the money all over the place. So Jay came down. Yeah, make it rain. So Jay came downstairs. Hey, let's start picking this stuff up. You know, da da da. So Zach, I guess, picked it up, and then Alex wasn't picking it up. He goes, Alex. So he's like doing it, you know, half-assed, like one at a time, just fucking around. Jay goes, Alex, I'm gonna count to three. If you don't start picking it up, you're gonna be in trouble. And then Alex goes to Jay, chill out, bro.
That's awesome.
And Jay goes, well, I had to punish him. I go, are you kidding me? For that great line?
Yeah.
He goes, what would you have done? I go, at 2.5, 3, I go, no, I'd let it go. 3.5, then I'd be all over you.
I would give him props for it, but yeah, you still get punished. I agree with Jay on this one. You know.
So my son was texting for me. I was, you know, like telling him like, oh, you know, just text this to your mom, you know? And so, we're driving along and then, you know, I said, hey, did she write back yet? And it was something about like, you know, like we were about to get our haircuts for the second time. And I'll tell you about the first time in a bit, but, we were going to get our haircuts for the second time and I had the wrong date and time. And so, you know, I was just having him like tell her that. And she wrote back in all caps, fuck, just fuck. And so at some point, like my son still has my phone and I'm like, hey, you know, cause I'm driving and I'm like, hey, you know, why don't you put on some music, buddy? You know, I'm like, so he's looking through some music, and I said, hey, has mom written us back? No, And I was like, okay. And then eventually he's like, I think we came to a stop, and he was like, mom wrote us back? And I was like, oh, you know, what did she write? And he was like, you better read it. and the thing is that I've been blamed. Because, well, I was saying damn it a lot back, you know, when he was about two. And there was an incident where we were getting on the highway, and my wife is driving, and he's two. And he says, you know, maybe he was three, but he said, are we taking the highway or country roads? And she said, highway. And he said, country roads, damn it. And she immediately blamed her mom. And not
that's me. Good. That's good.
But I had to eventually confess, and she's held that over my head for a pretty long time now. Like
you were in the You were in the clear. Let's remember this show used to be the Married Man show.
Yeah,
you were in the clear, and then you owned up to something now that has been haunting you since that day.
No. Like I owned up to it in the moment. I let it slide for maybe a beat, like maybe like 30 minutes.
But you could have let it slid forever.
No. I can't remember how it came about. But at any rate, this was 7 years ago. Let's not go into that detail. But she has not let me forget this moment for quite a while that I taught my son, damn it. But now I'm like, ho-ho.
Yeah, because fuck is a lot worse than damn it.
Oh, yeah. The F-bomb, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's quite, did I send that to you? Because I probably guys didn't. Like, so there was a news story that happened maybe 3 days ago of some guy lives down in Mississippi who had requested Google blur his house. You know, when they do all the satellite views and the truck drive-bys. Well, they denied his request. So on his roof, if you look up his address, has big fuck you written on the roof of the house. That'll show you Google.
That's good.
Yeah, ours they show a quarter of the house. What used to be the end of the street. And it's like you got to kind of move the thing around to kind of get the whole house. I'm like going, they couldn't come all the way down.
No.
Bastards.
You know what? We're so spoiled though, like with the whole Google Maps thing now. Like, when I do demos sometimes for other countries. That's one of the things I say, like, oh, like you can bring in outside applications into our application. So, like, for example, you can bring in Google Maps right now. So if I want to see the actual area I'm going to, I can just click here, right click, and boom, there's where I'm going to be standing here in a few minutes. And then all of a sudden they'll just like be a long pause, like, yeah, we don't have Google Maps. I'm like, oh, sorry.
American snob.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh. So
we don't have food. It's like how many times you see Americans playing games with food, you know, like Gallagher used to smash the watermelon, or you know, they have these challenges on like Big Brother or other shows where there's wasting food and half the world is starving. But even actually here in America, there's people starving, but yet we're playing with food, like even South pumpkins. Park. Yeah,
South Park did the best. They did it like in 2001 or 2000. It's when Cartman's family adopts an Ethiopian kid. And like they go to like an all-you-can-eat buffet, and the kids like you know like they bring out the shrimp, you know, and like Cartman's just you know, and then like the kids just like.
Stabby Mavis, you can eat that peach cobbler.
These are called appetizers. Like you know, like it's just exactly Starving Marvin. I forgot what his name was.
Yeah, that's right, Starving Marvin. I remember that.
Yeah. I've never seen that one.
It's old. It's
That's like probably in the first season. I would think
it's like '90s.
Yeah. Started '97, so it's gotta be somewhere.
Is it still on the show?
Yeah, they don't do as many episodes.
Or they shut down because of COVID.
Yeah, they just kind of do them now. That must be their contract when they feel like doing them. Like it's like, hey, like there's something going on.
We want to 22nd season.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Wow. My favorite one is the one where the where they have they ask for the donation at the register. He goes, no, no, no. And then the next time he's taking a sandwich out of the girl's mouth, when he says, no, 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 I don't want anything. He goes, no, I already get it. Every time it's worse.
Right.
They make you feel more like shit. Anyway.
Well, it's the same as like with everything's tipping now. You know, it's like in California, I tipped with everything because it's like, you know, people don't make any kind of money in California.
Oh, anyway, I thought you were talking about cow tipping. Like it was getting out of hand. Like people are just like,
everybody's tipping things nowadays. Like you see something.
Matt, yeah. This isn't
we're not all in Indiana.
We're not in Indiana. No, it's just like I understood, like, you know, you're working at a crappy restaurant somewhere in LA, you're making a really shitty wage. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll give you $2, you know, or whatever, $3, you know, for, like when you really did nothing. But it cracks me up. Like, they want you a tip. I'm like, dude, I literally walked in, I ordered it online, and you want me to give you a tip? Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a hard no.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not giving you shit. I just walked in the door. Like, but not to be like, I mean, I know it's a buck or two, but still, it's like, no, I'm not tipping you. Fuck you. But then it's like where I grew up, you tip people at Sonic, you know, like the, you know, Sonic Drive-In, because they rolled out on the roller skates, you know, and they gave it to you, and, you know, and it's like, oh, yeah, you give them a buck or two, you know, but like,
yeah,
it's kind of like out here, you don't do that. Like, oh,
well, that was a big night out, Sonic, right?
It used to be
in Tennessee,
yeah. Well, my little podunk town, yeah, that was a big deal to go to Sonic.
We didn't
go to Sonic today, kids.
Until like 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like way north of Boston too, so it's like an hour and a half up north.
Oh.
But yeah, it's not. I've never been to one.
Oh, they're okay. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're nothing like you're going to be knocked, you know, they're not going to be like, dude, you got to go fucking Sonic. Like cherry limeade, which is one of their drinks, is probably the best thing on the menu, which is just, it's a Sprite with like different flavors and shit in it.
I've had that. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good, yeah. My dad,
like, we got Sonics here.
Yeah, I mean, my dad, I call him on his birthday. Like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, we're going to go Sonic. Good choice.
You know what else you have? You know what else you have in Raleigh? One of my new favorite Instagram pages called me a creepy old man, but there's like a, what would you call her? She is a vegan cook. And she has written a couple of cookbooks. Her Instagram page is Peanut Butter and Jilly. She's from Raleigh, North Carolina. And
Jilly?
I have not yet made any of her dishes, but I am a fan of her
sure
page.
You do, man. You haven't had... Oh, I gotcha.
Sorry, I just derailed Chris by just commenting. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we know you're not. We know you're not calling that. Yeah, in the comments section.
Butter and Jilly.
Yeah, Jilly. What's the Jilly?
Her name is Jill.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay.
So how did you find her? Were you just searching for
my boss? He goes, I got one for you. This is something I think you'll like. He's like,
well, now I gotta find out.
It's funny because like my boss is not of the same preference as I, but he looks out for me. and he gives me some recommendations. Yeah,
thanks
so
for sending me the link, Chris.
I actually have two recommendations that he and I have gone back and forth with. So it's Peanut Butter and Jilly is one that he gave me, and another one is Meowie Jane. she is a beautiful entrepreneur. She actually has a grow facility up in Maine, and she recently is opening up a dispensary. But
that kind of grows. Beans? Like
she grows weed, and she's stunning, like absolutely stunning. So Meowie Jane on Instagram and Peanut Butter and Jilly on Instagram as well.
I don't know why it took me so long.
You're married, man.
I am married, but my wife loves Meowie Jane. She's got a crush on her too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if she knows, it's cool.
Yeah.
Only then.
Yeah, I don't exactly. So before we hit record, we were talking about cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
How crypto can you go?
Well, this kind of stems off of last week's conversation, right? So we talked a lot about the whole Reddit stock market craze that was happening, and if you jumped in on it, I'd love to hear about it, positive or negative. I jumped in for a little bit, made a little bit of money, lost a little bit of money, made a little money again, lost money again, came out even. Really, but it was fun to watch. Like it was definitely an interesting kind of like swing of the of Wall Street to see what's going on. And it's still happening. Like it's not over yet. I got out of it because it's too volatile for me. But what it did spawn a lot of interest in, and I started kind of educating myself on a little bit more of is cryptocurrency, as Nick was mentioning. So what is cryptocurrency? So those who are listening and asking that question, like Bitcoin is probably the one that you're probably most familiar with, right?
Most famous. Yes. Yeah.
Most famous. But there's like dozens and dozens of different types of cryptocurrency available on the market. And I have found an interest in not only just with Bitcoin, but the number two most popular cryptocurrency out there, which is
dog shit,
is ETH. It's ETH, not to be confused with Ethereum. Ethereum is actually the software that mines and runs ETH, but ETH, ETH, is the cryptocurrency that I've kind of jumped in on. And Nick, you mentioned this last week, and I didn't ask you about it, but now that I've kind of learned a little bit more about it, and I'm kind of jumping into it, I'm excited about it because it's like an up and coming cryptocurrency. That the one thing that has against others that other dozens and dozens of cryptocurrencies that are out there is how it's mined and how in the impact that it has on other cryptocurrencies, which is actually kind of interesting. It's like Bitcoin has to go through Ethereum software essentially to be mined. So like Ethereum actually has its hands in almost every cryptocurrency, which it gives it, in my opinion, from what I've read in the last, you know, few days, some of the most stability when it comes to cryptocurrency in the market right now.
Yeah. I wish I had bought more at the time.
I know about cryptocurrency is you don't get high on your own supply. So just keep that in mind as you move forward.
Okay. Because I was saying before, it dropped when the COVID hit its peak. It dropped down to $90 a coin for the Ethereum, and I bought a one. I was like, oh yeah, I'll get one for a night because it had been so low for so long. It peaked like $500 a coin or something like that, or $600 back in December 2017, and then it just slammed back down to like $200-$300. So I had lost money on it for a long time, and then it dropped down, and I was like, I'll buy an extra one. And now that it's shot up to $1,300-$1,400 a coin, I'm like, $1,600, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not glad.
Worse.
It was like...
Well, that's just it. So it has shot up. A lot of it is because of the attention that Wall Street Bets on Reddit and this whole GameStop AMC thing is kind of like drummed up. There's now a captive audience of these people who are getting addicted to investing, right, which is a good and bad thing. But a lot of people are moving over towards cryptocurrency as kind of like a big middle finger to Wall Street, because cryptocurrency in itself is a non-regulated, decentralized.
Right. That's the appeal of it, is that it's not really an official currency to anybody. But what's great about it is that it's everything, every transaction is logged. And so it's like fraud is pretty much, I don't get it.
So I'm sorry, I'm just laughing at Randy's comment. It's just like Star Wars question mark? Like,
okay, yeah. not to talk about financial, but yeah.
Fine. I love it. Keep going.
Yeah.
It's really exciting. It's really exciting.
Hey, I'm learning something. I knew nothing about it.
I know. Jack's already made $2 million.
You've heard me talk about it for years, about Cliff paying the bathroom attendant in Bitcoin. Yeah,
I've heard that, but I never really got the whole, because I know there's a guy who used to play for the Chargers that now plays for the Panthers, Russell Akua, something like that, and he gets paid in Bitcoin. I guess he demands of being paid in Bitcoin, and he how many beers you had today, Matt? But
are you wasted?
No, I'm not actually.
You should, because you're better. You're funnier. Anyway,
You just pick on me more when I drink. If anybody wants to know, listen to the bonus from last week. So
I can't remember you missed an epic
well before the show.
Well, that's why I think I came up with my background. Matt was sending his kids sledding down to trees.
No,
Chris, you missed an epic ripping on Matt last week. I mean, because we got into his kids, you know, him pushing his daughter into a tree, and then him having weird fantasies about his stepsister.
I mean, no, you guys, then,
I forgot about that one.
The thing is that he had one beer and became that guy, and you're like, what happened to Matt?
This is Matt Truth Serum. Okay, here, have a beer, Matt.
You know what? What's unfair here?
We're over here. We stored the bombs over here.
Want to hear any more rips about Southerners anymore. We got Matt from Indiana over here talking about like his stepsister. What was it we were talking about? Cal.
We lost Nick. It was so weird. lost him. Just like how Fox News just disappeared from everybody's radar. To be clear, because nobody's like, you know, now Nick knows how Jack feels.
Yeah, I was gonna say, wow,
he's in like purgatory here, but okay,
got jacked.
Let's just be clear. I never said anything that I said was, and there's a lot of listeners that can't listen to the bonus material because they're not patrons, and so now they just think I'm some like abusive.
It sounds like what you're trying to do is trying to minimize the damage of how many people are going to hear this story. I think you felt okay with it up until now because there's
only you're in this mix too. I'm gonna have
to zip tie. Let's go to the Capitol.
All right, so now it's just Jack and I, which is basically what.
Wow,
three stupid guys.
How am I still surviving?
I don't know. Just we got a history, and I need someone to verify this. And the fact that I simply had just remarked because I've been watching Big Bang Theory is that my sister
reminds me of Penny, or
Penny reminds me of my sister, is what it is because of. The way she talks and like there's certain things that she'll say in her remarks and facial expressions. You guys are the ones that are like, so you're hot for your sister. And I'm like, no, nothing.
No, I think it started with Nick.
All right. You guys can come back on now.
If I remember correctly, I think it started with Nick. I just said,
so this is your sister-in-law that looks like Penny?
No,
I said my stepsister sounds like.
Who's a Patriots fan?
She is also blonde.
Like a lot of Patriots fans, she used to be Randy
Penny the Cornhusker. See, Randy remembers
this. This would be the Cornhusker.
That's right.
Randy's like the only person on here that actually like
separates the wheat from the chaff. Yeah, mm-hmm. Gotcha. Right. Mm-hmm.
Look, even my stepbrother can verify this.
Whoa.
So. My stepbrother and my stepsister are siblings.
This is just getting all sorts of weird.
So not really one that I wanted to talk about tonight.
You're talking about it.
No, because Nick brought it up.
I
just wanted to clarify exactly what this, Southern is trying to besmirch upon my family.
It's the worst. You're one of Hollywood. That's terrible. That's what drives Southerners nuts about people do Southern accents. There's only two Southern accents that actors do. Either the rich, pompous plantation owner, this is just outrageous. I say. Or like the full blown just redneck. What you doing around here?
That's the one I do. I don't do the rich one.
I have to say that those Southerners still
exist. Why are you slept in my junkyard, boy?
By the way, I have snuck into a junkyard before.
Uh-huh. Was it to get the baseball that you accidentally hit over the fence?
No, and it wasn't to go sledding either. So
it was next to his sister's house.
Yeah. open window with a nice breeze blowing through the curtains.
Yeah, I really wanted to leave this whole conversation in the breeze.
Oh, there's a tree. There's a tree.
Matt, house. Matt, there's a tree. It's awfully hot today in Indiana.
Matt, all right. I'm going to inject some advice.
Like, don't inject anything.
The more you defend this situation, the longer the conversation is going to
Nick.
Go. All right.
High five.
I think at this point we just take a commercial break from all of this.
Oh,
saved by the bell.
Oh,
I still have my zip tie if you want to go.
Wait. Break it now. And then we can come back for the screech. Sad.
Yeah. News. Dustin Diamond, man.
Yeah. 44. I thought he was way older than that. Like, you forget how young he was. You know?
I didn't realize he's only 4 years older than me, which is crazy. I thought
that was part of the problem he had on Saved by the Bell, was he was younger than everybody else.
I had the association of him being like at least 10 years older than me, 10, 15 years old. Mm-hmm. I thought he was the same age as the rest of the crew.
Guys, I'm 45. He's like 50s.
No, I'm 44. Guys, I'm 40. Oh. That was my age.
What?
I saw that pop up and I said, oh my gosh, he's my age. So I know you guys like to think that I'm older, but no.
Unless you're like 52.
Nope.
He's going up faster than Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So
you were talking about getting your AARP the other day.
that dude had a rough life after.
Yeah, he did.
Saved by the Bell.
Well, a lot of it was his own fault.
Yeah,
well, I think it's one of those things. Has to do with the child actors.
Exactly.
You rarely come out unscathed.
You think about it. He was the awkward one. He was a kid. You know what?
Why do some come out fine and others don't? I think because ones that are probably used by their parents and.
Well, that's but you think about it, like in that cast, for example, you know, he was cast as the awkward nerdy kid, so he's going to have that around his neck his whole life. Mm-hmm. Then he's at least 5 to 6 years or more younger than the rest of the cast, so he's going to be isolated from them for just the age difference. And they were all built attractive looking people,
banging each other,
and they constantly alienated him out of that cast, and then. You know, as you grow up, he's just Screech. His entire life, he was Screech. Right.
It's like if you were the actor that played Jar Jar Binks, you would be ostracized by an entire fan community.
Very few people know what that guy actually looks like, though.
True, but I'm using that example because
I have no idea what he looks like.
He was ostracized, and he was felt alienated and suicidal, and fortunately, he stuck around. And he's been welcomed back into the Star Wars community. So,
not by me.
Yeah, Randy, I got the Star Wars in there. You know me.
He was diagnosed
2 weeks. He was only diagnosed with lung cancer 2 weeks ago.
He shared that he had been diagnosed 2 weeks ago. I don't know how long he knew.
Oh, okay. I used to watch him on Celebrity Fit Club.
Yeah, it sucked, man. So speaking of Star Wars, I'm chugging right along with the Clone Wars.
You mean Rebels?
That's what I meant. Yep.
I'm watching Clone Wars. You're watching Rebels.
I'm watching Clone Wars. Yeah.
So I'm in season 3 of Rebels. I just saw a pretty fun episode. I think it definitely was like a break in some of the storytelling. But it was the one when Zeb. When Zeb was in charge of watching the base, and then that Sentinel droid came and they reprogrammed it, sent it back to their destroyer, and blew up a ship, and Thrawn was excited because it narrowed down his search to 92 planets.
When you guys start talking about Star Wars, the listeners think we're going to another commercial break.
Oh, no, Randy gave a thumbs up.
Randy's
just being nice.
Yeah. We don't even really talk serious Star Wars right now. We're just riffing.
Yeah, this is just like on the surface. It's foreplay.
I was really tempted. I've been looking on eBay
not foreplay. Star Wars is not rarely, but never foreplay. I might be a Star Wars nerd, but I'm not that much of a Star Wars nerd.
Fair enough, but you didn't see Padme.
You don't want to go solo.
Why was she wearing that dominatrix outfit in like Attack of the Clones?
For real? Yeah, that's so weird.
I mean, it's like this, like, oh, I'm going to slip into something more comfortable by the fire.
Wearing leather with a choker. Yeah, like, what the hell?
Yeah, anyway, so.
I've been looking on eBay just because of the Rebels talk. I'm like, is the one set I never bought at the time, the Lego set that I wanted to and I should have bought, which was the Ghost with the Phantom along with it. And the thing is going for insane. Like, it goes for like $400 or $500. Yeah. And I
saw one at a local Lego store, used for $350. It has all the figures. has the Phantom. And it was one of those things I was like, oh, fuck, that's so expensive. Jeez.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, yeah, I'm glad that you're enjoying Rebels. Are you halfway through season three or like on the pecking on the surface?
Yeah, I'm episode 20, I think.
Oh, you're getting close to the end?
Yeah, so the prior episode, which I think is had a little more to do with the storyline of the season, was when they found that last Genosian with.
Oh yeah, and by the way, I think like there was some of those episodes were coming out right around the time Rogue One, I want to say, or it's getting close to Rogue
One. Makes sense.
Whoever the voice cast is, I didn't look it up for Saw Gerrera. I don't know if it is him, but
it is him.
It is. Okay, I was going to say, it sounds a lot like Forrest Whitaker, right?
Yeah. I think they got him to do the voice in the Rebels, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can tell it sounds different
than the one in Clone Wars. Similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm on season 5 right now, Clone Wars, and it's one of those, like, I've been going, like, oh, you can skip this episode, you can skip this episode. And I'm like, season 5, pretty much, you can't skip any episodes because even those with nice, Randy.
Randy now wants us to talk about cryptocurrency. Okay, I guess it's your show, Randy.
Yeah, but, like, even season 5, like, there's a few episodes there where you're like, it's not really important, but it does introduce Saul, and you're like, I can't tell someone to skip over these because you have Saul Gerrera in these episodes. Right. Yeah. So,
anyway. What else can we talk about that's gonna piss Jack off?
Oh, I'm not mad. I'm just sitting there listening.
I'm enjoying the Clone Wars rewatch. Just got to the Ventress episode as I shared in our little text messaging group.
You're moving along. If you're already in season 4,
we did. My son is in charge of this train. He's like, come on, let's get some more Clone Wars episodes out. And by this point in the Clone Wars, it's like 3-episode story arc. So it's kind of like, so we're right before Mortis. I was like, okay, enough for today. We're not going to watch any more because I want to watch all Mortis arc together. It's better that way. So, I'm following the chronological order. It's kind of interesting because at some point you notice this flip that happens with Clone Wars where all of a sudden when it does follow Ventress, you're like, oh, you've introduced this Darksider storyline into the whole series. And from there on, there is a Darksider element to the entire series. Up to that point, it's basically clones and Jedi.
Yeah.
A little bit of Hutts thrown in. And the whole time you're in the Hutts, you're just like, what the fuck? Why are we on the Hutts? Can we not get to something cooler than the fucking Hutts?
Well, that's one thing that's neat. It's like a little...
truth.
When the Clone Wars credits opens up, you know, to the Star Wars, if it's red instead of yellow, that's how you know it's a Sith oriented episode versus
Maul specifically.
Maul specifically, is
what they're But
I feel like I've been just over consuming Star Wars content for the last couple of weeks because I've been mainlining Rebels at the same time. I'm also listening to Star Wars from a certain point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize because in the text string, I led to a couple of plot lines that I didn't realize that Nick hadn't listened to or read yet. But man, I'm having a ton of fun with that book. It's actually...
Reading this one.
Oh, cool. But, it's a lot of fun. There's some stuff you're like, why is this even a story? And then you get to the end of it, you're like, oh, that makes sense. So another recommendation, if you guys are interested in a good audiobook or a good read, check out the series. There's two books out now. You have Star Wars, essentially two movies that mirror A New Hope, and then Empire Strikes Back. So it's Star Wars from a certain point of view.
They're really neat.
To me, by Matt.
And
he's not giving credit this time.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah. We all enjoy Star Wars together. It's more just kind of like, hey, you know, specifically with the book for your daughter, because I've seen my daughter devour that book.
Yeah, again. Loving it. Her favorite is still Ahsoka.
Ahsoka's awesome. I mean,
yeah,
because really to me, I mean, I think Matt primarily said it during the last season of Clone Wars, is that the Clone Wars, even though it's really about Anakin and and Obi-Wan, it really is more about Ahsoka and the clone troopers, you know, and that's, you know, especially as it progresses, it's more about their story than it is anything else. But yeah,
oh, you just have to get past the food. Okay.
Yeah. What one last like thought and addendum to what Nick just said, because I've been taking notes and just thinking about Clone Wars in general, and perhaps we will have our own Olin and Bruise where we talk to Chris officially about the Rebels when we can kind of, you know, finalize some of those thoughts. But you know, I was like, yeah, you know, when you boil down Clone Wars, it comes down to Rex and Ahsoka, and that's what they deliver on with the last season, which is great. But there's some hanging threads because it's like, yeah, what happens to Asajj? What happens to some of these clones after Order 66? And I'm so excited that Bad Batch, I think, will finish or maybe take. Perhaps we will see Asajj.
No.
No, you don't think she's dead?
She's dead. Yeah.
When did she die?
So that's confirmed. It's one of the casualties of Disney buying Lucasfilm is that the remainder of season 6 was never filmed or created, and you would have seen it's in the book. If everyone is a Asajj Ventress fan like I am, you go buy the Dark Disciple
book. I know you've been recommending that book to me for years.
But
I
it closes out. It's all the storylines that were left of Ventress, and so it's her and I forget his name.
Quinlan Vos.
Quinlan Vos. Yeah, it's him.
Jack would like this. Is the hippie of the Jedi Council? He's not on the council, but he's. He's so like, dude, whoa, did you see that gnarly?
Dude, I just moved something. Nothing worse than people from the Midwest trying to speak Californian.
It's more subtle. Hey, man.
All right, on to other
things. I'm just here for some tasty waves, man.
It would be cool if Quinlan Vos had thrown for Ohio State. So,
yeah. I am an FBI agent.
Too fast.
So one big thing I need to tell you guys about yet, and it's like I wanted to have a podcast almost immediately right, after. So
this is my other bit of advice. This is where I want you to think about this.
Yeah.
Do you really want to bring this story up? Because one of two different ways. Yeah. Like this could be this week's your sister. You have no idea.
I assume that's what we're talking about. We're talking about your stepsister, right?
I'm ready to listen, or I'm also ready to skip. It's up to you.
Yeah. I know that the audience probably wants to hear more about your stepsister. Just saying.
I'm not talking about my stepsister ever fucking again.
Well, a lot of them had to leave to take a cold shower. So that's just
Look, I only made the similarity like connection. Also, my stepbrother and I both like realize this. You know, on our own, my wife has noticed it, and it's not out of sexual desire of Penny. That's coming from you guys.
Mm-hmm. Me, I didn't say
anything. Saying, you shouldn't repress his feelings. I'm just saying because you know
one sexual. Like yeah. There's some like Freudian stuff mm-hmm. happening right mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
Oh man, you know, I really just wanted to talk about.
I wasn't even there, man.
Yeah,
I know you weren't even there.
I was just and catching Chris up, but and then I you think brought
we,
it up.
We both said you would join. You would have joined in.
Yeah,
both
yeah,
Nick and I would.
I did have a beer at that point, which was kind of funny.
A beer.
All right. So you've had some time to think about it, Matt. Yeah. Are you ready to share your
story? Yeah, I'm ready to share this story. Like, it was something traumatic that happened to me last week.
Oh, that's right.
And I
oh, yeah.
I really wanted to talk to you guys. It was kind of like
shit about this now.
So Chris is like, oh, fuck, yeah, I took two gummies before.
I'm glad I'm the one that didn't, you know,
Okay.
You're gonna bring us down, though. You got everybody all like jacked up, excited.
No, there's nothing to bring you down. It's just that. Okay, so
don't bring me down.
We'll lighten the story up a little bit.
So, all right. I mentioned earlier. I was meant to get my haircut with my son. My son and I were set to get our haircut on Thursday, and my day at this point is just like business, work, business, like all of these like
business. Put on your mask.
Like all of like these, I had one of those orders where it just came through and it just like, it was like a colonoscopy. It just ripped out like everything in this. It was just like, now I have to order here.
I've had a colonoscopy. That's not what happens.
Okay.
It's like a roto-rooter in you.
Yeah.
Let's just say Let's just
everything
say,
stays in.
Okay, let's just say that this order was.
Well, there's nothing in there actually because you.
I can't even fucking out. Say anything. No, go ahead. This, let's just say that the order was a car crash within the system where it was just like, oh fuck, there's all of these things I got to deal with now. So we're on our way. I'm on the highway.
Then you do it. Yeah.
And I'm in this accident. It's a highway accident. We were going.
It looked bad too.
Well, fortunately, like it could have been worse for the vehicle. It could have been mangled a lot more. The other vehicle was not drivable after the incident. But
the one, the stolen one.
The stolen one. Yeah. Yeah. Way to bury the lead.
Still, it's thunder.
You know, everybody can just read my post on Instagram and then you can know what happened. But at any rate, I'm in the far left lane. I'm in the fast lane.
I did go 20 minutes without saying a word.
And lose your mind. But the reason why I'm in the left lane and the fast lane is because I'm going to come up upon a highway split. So I have to be in this lane in order to go on 70 West. So for any Indianapolis people that want to know, and I doubt that you listen to the show, thank God. I'm traveling.
What you got against listeners from Indiana?
Nothing. I just, you know,
we like them.
No, I like it. I just don't think that there are any in Indianapolis, which thank God there's not. So Eric,
hey, if you're out there,
that's what happened.
He's in another. You know,
that's what happened to Eric. The cow fell on him. Okay,
no, he slipped. You know. Yeah. So anyway, I'm traveling in the left hand lane, and this woman, girl. I don't know. She was probably 20 years old. It's weird because I have the ability to draw her, you know, but I don't want to spend that much time thinking about her face.
Oh, you said she saw her face? I mean,
Yeah. Okay. So here's what happens. I'm in the left-hand lane. Oh, here, let me just do this real quick.
Ah, so for everyone out there, Matt has just taken down his green screen, and now he has his chalkboard. So we're going to get a nice diagram.
So it's like a 70s episode or something.
So let's see. We're over here. So here is.
He's drawing a highway.
Yeah.
With a square for representing a car in motion.
Yeah. You think an artist could do a better car?
A little bit. Yeah. The road looks a little crooked.
Right. I feel like I'm on an episode of Law and Order.
Yeah. Man, like that one, oh, that's a three line. So, okay.
How come the car only has two tires?
Yeah.
Because from that perspective, you can only see those two tires. You can't see those two tires. I'm not going three-dimensional. Stop derailing me. All right. So I believe that this car came over over the two lanes to actually hit me. And the weird thing is that her, like my back tire here, and her front tire.
You're getting a zoomed in look now at the tire.
This is a zoomed in.
It's like an over the.
Yeah, we're getting a magnifying glass now, specifically on the back rear tire.
Yeah,
the back rear tire met. So she's coming.
Tire's about to get busy, like it's
still. Well, it's like grease. Like,
God. Well, it got like drag racing. It got rubber.
Rubbing is racing, Matt.
Yeah. Well, it's not when your son's next to you. It's not when you're on the highway. So she comes over. How she does not see me at this point is unfucking believable. I'll just say that much.
Was she texting, maybe?
No, I actually believe that she was on drugs. So I had witnessed her prior to this, like several exits before this. Like there was a oh fuck, everybody stopped moment. And that's at which point I decided, like, I'm going to get over into this lane because all y'all are trying to get to this other intersection, and I'm just going to avoid this and pass everybody by. And I did successfully, not going way crazy. There was no, like, you know, it was just a sunny, bright day. No rain, no ice. It was just an easygoing day. I actually had like our roof kind of thing, not open, but like where the sun could come in. And,
Sunroof?
Yeah, you know, like the little port up at the top there, you know, so the sunshine could come in because it was a nice day, you know, and it's like, hey, my son and I were going to get our haircuts. Afterwards, I was going to take him to the comic book shop, you know, and buy some comics.
Is this a haircut you had the wrong date?
No. That happened this week.
Is this where you screamed out "fuck" as you're spinning around, and then your son learned?
No, but it's funny though because my son after the accident, we're standing on the side of the highway, and my son tells my wife and I, he says, right as soon as it happened, I just said in my mind, I was like, "Oh, beep."
Exactly.
That's the perfect response, buddy. Like, that is awesome that your mind, like, maybe he said it in his mind, but he can't say it to us, so he just censored himself.
Oh, he said it in his mind.
He was avoiding being grounded.
Yeah, he knows. He's seen A Christmas Story. He knows what happens. So,
just blame it on your friend.
So, okay, so she hits me at this point. We're
looking at a diagonal angle from right to left.
As she hits me this way, it propels me that way. It
propels him to the right side at a 1 o'clock angle.
She. Yeah.
And that's a 90 degree, by the way.
She proceeds to spin out.
She spins out to the right hand side of the road.
Like a ding dong.
Were there any other cars on the road at the time?
Yes, there were actually cars back here at this, and I was
the rear adjacent.
And they missed you.
We were all lucky enough that they stopped. As soon as they saw this, they all slowed down and stopped. Now there were three cars after the accident that happened
on the right hand side
that pulled over. Just
anyone
to make
have
sure.
A dash cam?
No. So,
no dash cams were present.
Okay.
Objection, Your Honor. This evidence is not sufficient. This is just hearsay.
Exactly.
I don't believe the chain.
It's sustained.
I want to know after you've come to a full stop, you finish saying fuck and you shit your pants, and you see the girl exit the car and just dart off in the weeds. I want to know what your thought process is.
Whoa, spoiler. So spoiler.
That's not quite what happens here. So
way to bury the second lead there.
So as soon as I'm hit, like I can feel like there's this weird thing that happens where it's like it's like the sound right before the crash where there's almost like this like bam, like it almost like leads up to it. It's a weird sound. And as it
void of sound.
Yeah, it was really weird. And then as it happened, I knew, I was like, oh shit, we're being hit on the road, like on the highway, you know, like I know what an accident's like. And then I immediately went into this, like, you know, the vehicle wanted to spin out. And so I'm doing my best to like basically steer into the fishtail. And so as it's fishtailing, I'm, you know, doing this, you know, and I'm seeing my son and I'm just like, dear God, don't roll. Like, I'm just like, don't roll. Like, I don't want this to tip over onto him. Like, that's like the only thing that's going through my mind. And I think that because we went at this trajectory, as opposed to like,
had we gone 1 o'clock angle once again,
had we gone parallel, had we spun.
So for everyone out there,
we could
have. Girl possibly. Went into a ding dong. She went to the ring ding dong into the ditch. Whereas
it's lucky you went at that angle and she spun because if she would have hit you again.
Okay, so as I'm going into the ditch, there's a moment where I'm like applying the brakes, you know, I'm trying to regain control of the vehicle as I'm going into the ditch, and I see her car's been like kicking up dirt and smoke everywhere, which my son thought that we were going to be on fire because basically every movie, every TV movie, show, Clone Wars episode
Dude,
that we've
you
been
stop,
watching.
It's gonna explode, man.
I know. He's like, we need to get out of here. Like that's which, hey, I'm glad it's taught him one thing, like get away.
TV,
but I was like,
TV is helpful.
And I'm like, it's fine, like, you know, we're okay, you know. And he's
if
like,
if you get out of the vehicle, then the zombies get you.
So that's yeah, she's
burned to death or deep.
She's spinning around and I see her as I'm headed into the ditch and I'm like, dear God, I'm going to hit her again. Like all of these things. It's like, it was super slow motion.
Wait, you're going to hit her again?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to hit, like, we're going to hit again.
Another Freudian slip there.
With the jury, keep that on record. Don't strike that from the record.
So a woman said,
when I hit her a second time.
No, because we already had hit due to her. I'm going to hit her a second time. Like
according to the chalk. Yes, that's true.
All right. At any rate, the three people that stopped, fortunately, one of them left her name and phone number, which I was able to give to the trooper when they finally showed up. We crash. I immediately pull out 911, call. I'm like, yeah, we're on the highway.
Unless nope. There's bodily injury, they don't give a shit.
Right. Exactly. And so that was at 1:55. Oh, yeah. The first time I called, I got hung up on, which was really shitty. Called again, got through, and reported it. They weren't there until about 2:45. She left at about 2:20 when I called a second time to say.
So she was hanging around waiting for the.
She was hanging around for somebody else to come by and pick her up. There was a second vehicle that came by to pick her up. Now, in the meantime, I'm standing around trying to like keep my son sanity, my own sanity, like as we're stranded on.
Stay safe.
Stay safe, and yeah, just what to do at this point because I'm calling different people, and there was this moment that was very much like Christmas Vacation where the Murray, Bill Murray's brother.
Cousin Eddie?
Brian Doyle Murray.
Brian
Murray. He's the boss, and he's just like, give me somebody while I'm waiting. You know, like, that's kind of how I felt because I did not want to talk to this woman at all. Like, I was just like, I've got nothing to say to you until the police arrive. They can take your information.
So this is the woman that hit you. She did stick around for a second.
She stuck around because she...
Well, only waiting for a ride.
Waiting for a ride. Yeah.
And so the ride showed up. You know, and I think that probably out of guilt and shock, she felt some kind of obligation, maybe, I guess. I don't know. I wish I would have taken her picture or the car that left's picture.
Yeah.
But the car that showed up, there were two people that were with her, which also freaked me out because then now it's just like, okay, I'm here with my son. I'm trapped. Like, you know, the cops aren't showing up. Like, you know, and just edgy as fuck. I've been so on edge and that's the unfair part because she took what was normal same day and now she's added this level to my life and ran away, you know, and it just, you know, it sucks. Cause you know, it's like, I'm not physically hurt. My son wasn't physically hurt. I think she had a, I think she either had the black eye forming from immediate impact or from prior. And I know that there's probably a lot of people out there that would have like just gone off on this woman. And there are feelings that I have for this person for putting my son's life in jeopardy as well as my own. We could have spun across that highway and hit a semi truck and I wouldn't be here. And that's what goes through my mind is like all of these, like, things could have been a lot different for me. That last podcast would have been my last podcast because I would have been injured or I would have been dealing with the traumatic loss.
And you felt pretty bad there, Nick.
I think you would have felt worse, Jack, because no one would have hit record.
Okay.
Anyway, it was all around shitty thing. She fled.
So when she left, you didn't get the license plate number of the car?
That's what no. In today's world, you need to immediately start taking photos of everything, you know.
Right, and there are certain things that you're also doing because you're like trying to calm your son down, trying to like contact your wife and say like, no, you need to come now because these people are sketchy as fuck, and I need you to like be here with me. Because it was kind of towards the time of day where she was close, and she probably could have been there before those other people showed up, but. You know, again, she was also going like, okay, you're safe. You're not injured. The police are on their way. I will be there shortly, you know? And,
I'm kind of, yeah. The first time you told this story to us privately, I, in my mind, cause you just said she took off. I'm thinking like she gets out of the car, just darts off running into the weed.
And
it would have been a much cooler story.
So did the troopers when they showed up. Cause they were ready for a on foot like thing. And I'm like, you know, if you guys were just here like 20 minutes earlier, you wouldn't be like freaking the fuck out on this shit. Like you could have just had her because the people that showed up on the scene and you're most honest when people show up on the scene. She said, I don't have a driver's license and I just got this car. So fortunately we have,
so she told you that. Well, she didn't
tell me that. She told the people that showed up to check to see if she was okay. This is immediately after the accident happened. There were three people that ran up and made
well,
sure.
She, well, if they, she stole the car, she doesn't want to give her ID. If she had ID, she's not going to want to.
Right. Right. And you get this, at one point she was like, hey, should we exchange information? And I'm like, no, I'm waiting for the police. And I'm so glad that I did, because I wouldn't want this bitch to know where I live.
Yeah.
Or the people that she knows. And that's the part where I'm just like, I mean, I had my anger, I had my frustration, but I also feel sad for her, you know?
You should have like, gave her your neighbor's address.
I should have gave her this podcast.
Wait, so did you actually exchange any kind of information though?
Nope. None whatsoever.
See, that's like, after I'm finished taking photos, you need to meet and be like, hey, like, do you have insurance? Let's exchange insurance. Cause that's just that information. It's not the address or anything. And then if she goes, oh, I don't have it, then you punch her in the face.
I already knew that she didn't have it.
Yeah.
So, and she was again, sketchy as fuck. So, mm-hmm.
And yet you let her leave. You should dead leg that girl, throw her out in the middle of traffic. What the hell, Matt? You gotta set an example for your son.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Sweep the leg.
Yeah.
With the, and then okay, so the tow truck comes, you know, the other car's total. They can't, you know, run or leave, you know. And my vehicle, they were able to pull out of the ditch there, and I was able to drive it home. Not taking the highway. I've only driven on the highway once since the incident, and that was today for a short period of time. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of trying to build my confidence, because here's the thing that I've realized is that my confidence is shattered not in my ability to drive, but in everybody else's ability.
Yeah.
And it's
was this your first kind of accident?
No, I've been in accidents before, but this was my first highway accident, and I want it to be my only highway accident, because. Right. Let's face it, when you're going 65 miles per hour or more, that's it. Like, you don't have like, things moved in slow motion, and we were lucky. Like, that's the thing. We were lucky. And that's why I thank my mom, because at some point in that cold, I fumbled and I accidentally like dialed my aunt and I hung up, and I was just like, you know, I have to call my wife or somebody else. You know, it was just close to my phone book there. She called back later, and it just, that was like the thing that kind of, it was just a little bit of my mom being there, you know, just being like, it's okay. Like, you know, and sometimes you just, I don't know. I just, it'll tick me a little bit, and it sucks too. Cause like next week we go back to in-person teaching, and it's a drive. Yeah. I'm excited. Cause you know,
I would be too. Yeah.
But I'm not excited about the drive.
Oh right!
Did they ever catch her? Or they no clue who she is, and
they'll never catch her.
Yeah, the trooper did have, and see, here's the thing: is because it was highway, it had to be state patrol and not local police. The local police, which we were really close by a neighborhood, were there. They could have actually dealt with it faster, but the trooper did have me identify like the person that owned the vehicle. They had a photo. And I was able to verify like that was not the same driver, so that they could actually like list it as being stolen. But yeah,
did you have full coverage, or do you have just liability? Because that's what made me mad, is that you actually have to pay for this out of pocket now.
So I had to pay for the tow out of pocket right there. I think we get reimbursed because we have uninsured motorist, and my wife has been like on top of this. This has been, you know, she's been really great, because it's also one of those things that like after it happens, like that's the last thing on your mind, you know, is like, oh, now I gotta go, you know. Yes, her car was registered to someone, and that someone, Randy, was who I saw a photo of, and I was able to verify like, no, that was not the person that was driving it, and that was not the people that picked her up. So,
but could she have known the person that owns the car?
It had Oklahoma state plates. So
Oklahoma weather.
Yeah. So,
and your son are all right. I mean, physically,
yes, we are physically, you know, and he, you know, obviously had a big scare and a great story. And we shared in this unique moment where, you know, he was like, yeah, when it was happening, it just was like slow motion. And I was like, yeah, it's freaky, isn't it? But it's, yeah. it is something that is unique when you're in a moment like that, where things move slow, but it's like, yeah. And I know athletes experience it, but it's not fun to experience it when you're, you know, in fear.
So. Yeah. And it'll probably have a lasting experience on your son. And the fact that, like, from now on, once he starts driving himself, he'll remember that, like, you know, like, yeah. Oh, I should be more safe. I should wear my seatbelt. I should, you know, like all there's, these things, you know,
there's all of these like other like weird things that happen right before the event. Like I noticed her driving, like, even though I didn't know she was the issue with like the braking that stopped happened even way before we were in the accident together. But I saw her at some point just kind of like, oh, she's way over there. And I had made the mental note, like, I bet she's getting off on that exit. And I just lost track of her. And I didn't realize that like she was actually back there just being her own.
So the car stopped because she cut everybody off.
She cut everybody off, hit me, and then those other cars like slowed down, and then and then a few drivers were able to pull over and just kind of make sure that, and then, you know, we had our few good Samaritans. I think there was one lady that actually circled back around to make sure that we were actually okay, which was really nice. I wish she would have left her name and number as well, just for the police to have a second report that says like this woman like did this to us. And and Chris, yeah, you're right. Cars are replaceable. We're not. And I don't know all of the things that will happen with the vehicle at this point. I know we have certain insurance to, you know, we have uninsured motorist, which is, you know, we had medical uninsured motorist too. So if either of us were injured, we'd have it for so much, but it's so limited, you know, because, and that, here's the ridiculous part. Like I met someone who was in a coma for 4 days after being in a serious car accident. And he was like, it's not like the movies or TV. It was just like lights out, lights back on.
Yeah. That's
and, it. And, you know, he was saying that he had 60, I want to say that it was like $60,000 worth of medical that they had to pay for. So out of pocket. And, you know, that's a life changing, you know, thing. And your life and your vehicle aren't worth it. So I'm just trying to be a better and more cautious driver. I mean, I feel like I was solid in those moments because, like I said, I maintained control over the vehicle, but it doesn't prepare you. And I don't care if I'm considered lesser for having to, like, you know, I don't know, have this linger with me, because we should all be so cautious, you know?
Well, I was told by kids when they were learning how to drive, and today when they're driving with it, you have to, it's not you have to worry about, it's everybody else on the road, because everyone else drives like shit.
Yeah.
Look at that fucking moron. Look at that dumbass. Look at that person over there. Probably on their goddamn fucking cell phone. Blah, 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 blah.
Mean, it's like even just like the swerving through. I mean, I see it all the time. Like people going across like three lanes, you know, and it's ridiculous. Like, you know, I wish there was something that could record or capture and say like, look, dude, I don't even like need everybody like to be tagged with like $100 fines or, you know, $1,000 fines. What I need is those people to be like have their license suspended because of these, you know, put the fear of like teaching, you know.
Yeah, well, no one teaches how to drive properly. Yeah, because when people cut across lanes like that, you're supposed to, you know, signal one lane. If you need to really get over, you're supposed to like go one, count 3 seconds, then do another one, then count 3 seconds, do another. Like, but people don't. They just shoot across. It's like, dude, you know how dangerous it is?
Because they're all driving like this. Mm. It's like when I see people my age doing that, I go, come on, put your fucking phone down.
Don't. Well, and even with these hands-free laws that they put in place, I mean, it doesn't mean that they're enforced. You know,
no, I remember when I drive around California, they have, but you always see people. But Chris Doran mentioned, is this the Brady Bunch episode where the guy is faking the neck injury? And going back to children actors, the guy faking the neck injury was Jackie Coogan, who was a big star in the as a kid in the silent films with Charlie Chaplin and stuff. Made millions, but then his dad died. I guess his mom married someone else, and they stole all his money.
shit.
So the law that protects kids now,
right?
Child actors who can keep at least some of their money, is the Jackie Coogan law. So there you go. A little bit of trivia there for you.
There's a lot of stories like that where, especially like 70s and 80s actors that like emancipated themselves at like 15 and 14 from their parents because their parents were stealing all their money. And you're like, holy shit. Yeah.
Did you see that from Matt Kreeb in the chat? Says there's a UK guy in a car accident just came out of a 10-month coma, missing COVID entirely. Could you imagine?
Oh, that's so weird. That would just freak me out.
Waking up into a pandemic?
And his name was Rick Grimes.
Rick Grimes, you got 28 days later with what's his name?
Oh, yeah, 28 days.
Like could that would freak – I can't even wrap my head around that. That would be insane.
Well, hey, good morning. Guess what?
We were watching my wife is watching all these new shows and stuff, and they're all wearing masks, and they have – I go, what's going to happen like when this thing's in rerun 10, 15 years from now?
Yeah.
And people are going, because, you know, how people just go, fuck it. Hey, what's a mask? What's what? COVID. What? Why is there plexiglass there? Why are they learning school at home? What?
Why is he wearing 5 masks?
Yeah.
Now we're up to 5 masks? Jeez. So,
well, Matt, I'm glad you're okay, man. That's
– yeah.
I was thinking as I was listening to you tell your story, like when significant shit like this happens, it's typically what all you think about for a long period of time. Like you replay it, and you think about different things. I can't imagine how exhausting this week has been for you. Just kind of like playing with that.
It feels like I haven't been on this show for a month. Like it's seriously like Wednesday. Like so that happened on Thursday, and it just like, I mean. There's been times where I've been short, my son's been short, and I've been more sensitive. Like I noticed like the more mental things about it, like me being seriously sensitive and like having some serious cry moments about like random things. It's not even about like, oh, the accident. It's like this thing will trigger it. And I'm like, where is this coming from? And it's just,
well, the worst part too is the lady has no remorse. She could have the worst could have happened, and she's like, oh fuck it, as long as I don't have to go to jail.
Right. Well, I appreciate the warm sentiments, and unfortunately, because we went over our mark, we got to give another commercial break.
What? We're only 6 minutes over. What the hell?
So the guy got COVID twice, and he was in a coma. And he got COVID twice.
Yeah, you can get COVID more than once.
No, so I'm talking about the coma dude.
That's what Matt Kreeb in the text is.
Wow.
Or in the chat is saying. So,
well, at least he didn't know it, right?
Jesus. Yeah.
Well, he should have worn his mask, right?
Right. Like, he's just in the coma over there in the corner, and they're just like, ah, whatever. Like, just put a...
Ah.
Well, it's okay. That's sad. Well,
that's your universal healthcare.
I knew talking about the accident would take up some time, but I seriously was like, I had so many thoughts about it, and I wanted to talk to you guys because like it was almost like this emotional moment for me that I needed that release, you know. So, fuck you, Nick. Fuck you, Nick. A little.
You know, Matt. We're only a phone call away, too.
Yes.
Maybe that was you calling me all week with spam risk. I just kept ignoring it.
Like, I think Matt's like, no, yeah, I know.
But she's not real.
Off the air, we're all very sensitive. Maybe not Nick.
Well, then screen time, like it added to it. You know, it's just like every day that went by, I was like, oh, no, this, you know.
A lot of people died. Cloris Leachman died, and Cicely Tyson.
That happened before
this. Last week,
did it? Yeah. But, you can remember.
Before we make this show too long, you know, I was going to at least try to wrap it up.
We didn't even talk about WandaVision.
Well, we can talk about that in bonus, right?
Okay, all right. I saw the movie. It's the little things with.
Well, I don't want to lose Chris though in the bonus. Let's talk WandaVision real quick here.
Yeah. Well, but before we cut it off though, everybody, just you know, this is the reason why you need to become a patron to listen to the bonus episodes because you can hear all about Matt's fetish with people. and things like then like in WandaVision.
And me talking about the Bang Theory, because clearly I don't want to admit that to Chris. I was keeping that on the down low. It's like, don't tell Chris. I can't have him judge me.
Well, how would you know that you knew what about Penny if you didn't weren't watching the Big Bang Theory?
It's a different show as the seasons progress, I gotta say. Like, and I actually enjoy the character of Amy.
Every time I watch WandaVision, I think of the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, because the last
show. So did MASH. So did all of these other shows. You know.
Yeah, but the difference is you don't notice the laugh track on a funny show.
No, you don't. Because I mean, that's why I've never liked laugh tracks, is because you know as a person what is funny to you, and you laugh because you think it's funny. I don't need someone to fucking insert a laugh track to tell me something is funny when I don't think it's funny.
This is America. We're going to tell you what the fuck to do. Oh yeah, Randy says Hal Holbrook died, but a lot of people thought he was.
I didn't know
dead.
That. Wow.
To be fair,
he's been dead, hasn't he? Or has he?
No, he just died. Well, he died the 23rd, but they didn't. Everyone assumed he was already dead, so they didn't.
I thought he was dead. Wow. Okay.
He played Lincoln like 15 times. That's probably why you don't like him.
That's true. There Well, I was wrong. There actually is a good documentary out.
And no one told me the Detour was back.
Where was it? It's called, what is it? Sorry. There's something Jess from Wisconsin or Canada recommended to me. And it was called like something without Lincoln, but basically they found this photograph of Lincoln in his deathbed, like after they shot him, and they're trying to discover if it's real. It's called The Lost Lincoln. That's what it is, and it's of this photograph of him lying dead in the bed, and they're trying to see if it's true or not. Back into the left, Matt.
Is it like the Jesus thing where he was wrapped in?
So it's right, yeah, like, the shroud of Turin.
The shroud, yeah. So is it like, did he have his hat, the big hat
on? I didn't finish it yet. It's 2 hours. Yeah. Well, it's a creepy fucking niche. Photo. Huh?
Does that say fuck niche?
Yeah, it does. Like, is that how you think my name is spelled, Matt? What the hell? Am I German?
No, I didn't want to add too many K's in a row there. Uh-huh. So I just decided.
Niche. Fuck Nietzsche.
Fuck Nietzsche. Fuck Nietzsche. Fuck Nietzsche.
Nobody listening to this live knows what we're talking about, but that's fine. So,
that's why you should be joining
everyone
us.
Back in my narrator voice.
WandaVision.
So, in the scene of the accident, apparently, as the car skidded out of control to the upper right 1 o'clock, the tires of one driver carved into the road a perfect. Fuck Nietzsche, which we don't understand who Nietzsche is, but it might be a suspect within the crime.
Maybe that's the name of the person.
Maybe. Yes. Oh, there's more. There's more coming now. I can't see because the StreamYard duck logo is in the way. Nicholas.
Fuck Nicholas.
I remember I met some guy from Brazil one time. And I said, he's like, oh, I'm blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, I'm Nick or Nicholas. And he goes, oh, Nicholas. And I went, man, you make my name sound sexy. What the fuck? I need to start saying my name like that. I'm Nicholas.
Nikolai.
Nicholas. Yeah, Nikolai. Yeah.
Then, I'm Nikolai.
Let's get some vodka. Let's get some vodka. Yeah. So many ways to say it. Penny Nick.
Chris, what do you want to say?
I was muted. My joke is not going to land.
Right now. Oh, okay.
It was a timed thing.
Was it timed just like the fourth episode of WandaVision?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, we were going to talk about WandaVision. Yeah.
Okay. I watched all the episodes like in like 2 days, which is not a lot. They're fairly short.
Four. But,
I love the show. I think it's. At first, I'm just like, "What the fuck is going on?" And then. Yeah. You get that last like a couple of minutes, like, oh, okay, interesting, and then you start trying to create your own theory, and that kind of reminds me of going back to like watching Lost, like not having any idea what the hell's going on, trying to like peel it apart and figure it out. But I like it. I like where it's going, and it's kind of cool to see some of the cameos in the last episode too.
Oh yeah. I mean,
is there five episodes? Is the fifth one out already?
There's four. Five will be out Friday.
Cameo in the.
There's cameos in the fourth episode. The guy, there's different ones that have been different movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have the fake David Schwimmer. The guy that looks like he's married to the blonde haired girl. The girl who was running everything. He looks like David Schwimmer.
Who?
If David Schwimmer was wearing a disguise. I don't know the guy's name. I actually looked it up to see if it was.
Are you talking about John Krasinski? Because he also made an appearance.
No. Was he in there?
It's just an office reference. The guy that plays the FBI agent plays.
Fake Jim.
Fake Jim. Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't know this. I'll be honest with going into it, when I watched the first one, I didn't know this was Marvel. I didn't know this was any, because I didn't watch the credit. And I'm watching this thing going, all right, so there, it's definitely. And I thought, I didn't know the husband's name was Vision. So I'm like going, so WandaVision. So it's like take off on television. So it's WandaVision. It's her TV show type thing. She's a TV.
She's Wanda. Yeah.
And I'm watching, I go, okay, so this is definitely the Dick Van Dyke show. You know,
right, Dick Van Dyke.
The third one turned into the Brady. Oh no, the fourth one turned into the Brady Bunch. It was the Brady Bunch's front door. It's on the wrong side, but it was. And the colors up top are definitely that. And there was a. Then you because when they were in the bed together, that was Dick. That could have been Dick Van Dyke or I Love Lucy.
And then they went into Bewitched. As well.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
And I was just kind of like, okay, you know, because I watched the shows as they aired. And it was just kind of a nice like Friday show. It was like, you know, my son and I were the two that watched the Marvel stuff. My daughter could care less. Even though she likes Captain Marvel and there was a Captain Marvel connection in this last episode, she's still kind of like,
if you don't have the closed captioning on though, then it totally goes because it's all just stuff in the very beginning. You have Captain Marvel like over. Oh well, aside from the mom and the daughter and all that, but
you actually
hear Captain Marvel talk in the very beginning of the fourth episode. If you have the closed captioning on, it says Captain Marvel voice, and then like it has a lot of lines that are just talking as the episode starts.
I always have it on, so I must have missed that. So you know, I usually watch the show when I drink beers. So
okay, so yeah,
you're fantasizing about who does Wanda remind you of in your family?
Nobody.
Well, she's definitely not penny sized.
No. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I actually was like fine with like, you know, the show. I was just kind of like, I mean, it does move a little slow, and I did fall asleep in the second episode.
Yeah, I think. I mean,
you know,
yeah.
I just think, but I like the concept, and I was always kind of like, well, let's just see where this goes. Like, I'm not going to shit on it until I see the whole thing. And right. I was really hoping that it would play like basically 10 hour, well, not 10 hour, it'd be like a 5 hour movie if there's 10 episodes. So, you know, I was kind of like, okay, let's see what happens.
Once I realized what it was, I enjoyed it more. Because I was like, what? And then at the end of the first episode, they have a clue with somebody writing in a notebook, right? Or something like that. At the end of the episode.
Yeah, they did. And that ended up being the one girl from Two Broke Girls. So.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's
how the laugh track fits in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Two Broke Girls, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like Jack said, like I the first episode I was fine with. Second episode, because it was kind of more of the same. I mean, I was really close to saying fuck it, just because it's like nothing was really. I mean, aside from a little bit of Easter eggs, it's like I get it. The fact that she's in this delusional world, you know, that's being put on her of like it's all fantasy. It's like, but you need to push it somewhere, you know. And then the third episode got a little bit better, and then but the fourth episode finally allowed us to see like, oh yeah, now it's coming together. Of course, they end it right when you're like, fuck, it just got interesting. So, but I like it.
I'll be curious to see how, you know, I like the fact that there's all of these TV references in it. You know, that's what I'm enjoying. So,
I mean, there's nothing on right now except for WandaVision and Snowpiercer just came back on. The second episode aired yesterday or Monday.
The Detour is back, season 4. No one told me. Snow. We used to have listeners that would tell me about these things. I guess our listeners don't care.
You know, we started tightening the show to an hour, and now we're getting a little long. So,
You just want to get your WandaVision in and say, "All right, fuck it, let's go."
I do. I've got my names. I wrote them today. See, it's got my little stamp insignia asshole approval there. I didn't put the date.
He does look like an asshole.
Yeah. It does. Kurt Vonnegut asshole. He always drew.
He's the artist.
All right, so. Thanks for joining us live. For everybody in the chat, really thanks for joining us live. We appreciate it. So your comments and send us an email at rcadcast@gmail.com. Do it. We'll read it. Yeah, even if it's advertising. No, we won't read it if it's advertising.
if you want to kick Nick off the show.
Go over to janejack.com. Click on the patron link. Click on the merch gear that you can get for the show. All of that stuff helps us out. Or for the free thing, just rate and review us on iTunes. We would appreciate that.
It's been about a year, people. But just go ahead. I'm not complaining.
We're not begging, but someone's on their knees. Yeah. All right.
Stepsister.
Maybe next week I'll have some more, incestuous names in the patron. But this week, patron names are, it's basically a taxident report.
I like that one.
Because Eckhart wrecked it. Boy, we've been waiting to use that one, huh? Ed dodged it. Maggie missed it. Joanne just saw it. And Greg is just glad no one got injured. That's it. That's what did I do?
Get into a car accident just so you can be better prepared to give out names this week?
No, I came up with these. I did think of the taxident for a while. Like I was
Matthew
like,
Vision
taxident. So
I do like taxident, and then you start off with a bang, and then big bang. And
no, Eckhart wrecked it. I mean, wrecked it. We hardly knew it. By the way, that truck is the same truck that had a tree fall on it. So
that was my first thought. Wow. Yeah, I was going to make a joke, and then I realized I should wait and hear the whole story.
This thing's a freaking tank.
Does your stepsister live on that street? That's like a few blocks from where your house. Is that why you parked it all shady over there?
No. What? No. My sister did own the vehicle before I got it, but.
Oh, she did. So you
the trucks,
for,
the trucks
so you, have, you have it for sentimental reasons.
No, the truck's been through our whole
lot
family.
A lot of memories.
Yeah.
Well, good night, everybody. This was, I'd like to say this was just a great book.
Matt,
you close out the show.
I would say, would have been better, Matt, if you would have just joined the Netflix documentary with us. All this stuff with your stepsister would have been.
Season 4. This is amazing shit.
Thanks for joining us live. Join us in the patron bonus, which we'll post in the Facebook group momentarily. So see you on the flip side.
See ya.